Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Yes.
And we're talking with Barbara Feldman, who is a certified senior move manager and the founder of A New Start New York, in reference to decluttering, which is something that I'm going to say probably 90% of the population, because we've all been in homes where you turn around and say, oh, my God, just, you know, clean up some of this.
And the other 10% lies.
Yeah. and honestly, you know, you're 20% or $20, you can replace something. Some of these things really make sense because it really is. It's throw it away. You were talking about the shopping bags. My wife keeps the shopping bags, and she keeps all the bags. Mm-hmm. And so now you go down into our stairs into the basement. If you don't watch yourself, you'll die, because there are so many bags that we'll never use them. We'll never use the bags. It's impossible. Now, you know, she'll use one of the plastic bags, like in the garbage pail. But there's so many other ones. Any shopping bag you get, you know, like from a gift or something, we got them all. Not all, but we got to have 20 or 30 of them. What for?
Repurpose, reuse them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their paper, just put them in the recycle thing, get rid of it, because it's just, you know, keep one or two.
We have a large bag in the garage, and they go in there. Periodically, we get to one of the stores that has a recycling, recycling bin at the entrance, and get rid of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was number 12. We're going through, I actually have 35 ideas for all of you. And the shopping bags was number 12. Number 13 is estate items. I think we all have things in our house that we're saying, oh, my God, this is wonderful. It's so valuable. And you just don't want to part with it for whatever reason. But the way the world has changed, I'm in business 11 years doing this, and I've watched with the world becoming global, things that used to have a lot of value because you only had one or two in New York, and I didn't know anybody in Shanghai.
Right.
But now you put it on eBay, or you put it on anything on the internet, and all of a sudden it becomes a commodity. Mm. It's not that special. So we're all saving things that we think that are very valuable, and those are really could be estate items that you might be able to get something for, and I would suggest get it now, because the way the world is changing, as we said before, the kids don't want any china or silver.
Right.
They don't want any what I call brown furniture.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Some of the older furniture.
Beautiful mahogany, they don't want it.
They don't want it. They don't.
Please.
Keep the antiques. Right.
One of the problems, it's an emotional problem, of course.
Yes.
Is, now, I have things I know that I don't use. I don't want them. I don't want to throw them away. I can't sell them. What do I do with it?
Donate them.
Right, exactly.
I mean, there's something. We have a set of dishes. Service for 12, I think, which we got from my wife's parents. And in their time, they were very valuable. We can't give it away. Nobody wants it. People don't eat that way anymore.
Right. No, I agree with you there. But what I've done, and I'm involved with the Great Neck Senior Center, social center, you bring the stuff there. They have an ongoing bazaar, they call it. And they have 2 4x6 tables, or no, 2.5, whatever they are. And you bring something into them, a picture frame, you know, and we're in the process of having some of the house painted, and all of a sudden you're moving a piece of furniture. Why is it so heavy? There's picture frames that we've never taken out. And it's like, again, $10. You could $10 frame in the store. When you sell it the following week, it's $2.
If that.
Right. So you give it to the senior center. If they get 50 cents or a dollar for it versus throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
Or any of the stuff you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Because it'll become their junk, but that's not the point. It goes from one house to another. But
that's right.
The senior center, the social center, gets something for it then.
Yeah.
At least.
Hopefully, we could get through this list of 35, because then I also have a bunch of resources for donations.
You're ambitious, but this ain't happening.
Yeah, I know. Well, okay, so you gave out my phone number.
Yes.
To begin with. Again, it's 516-625-9459. If you want to contact me for resources, or you're thinking of selling things, or you have some ideas, please feel free to call. I'm happy to help. But for now, let's go back to We just talked about estate items. Okay, exercise equipment. Who's got exercise equipment in their house that they don't use that, you know, you might be hanging your clothes on it or, you know, just using it for storage or, but so many, and you can, and to resell it is virtually impossible. Yeah. People don't want it, even just to get it out. So, and people spend a lot of money on exercise equipment. So that's number 14, craft supplies. Many people just start collecting, and all of a sudden their basement is filled or another room is filled. And, you know, craft supplies.
Christina, you're laughing, but you use the stuff, though. You have craft supplies,
okay.
But you're constantly making things for people, so I think you get use out of yours.
Okay, well, if you get use out of
it, I'm sure Jay agrees with me.
Well, anybody who has craft supplies, Christina might want them.
People give them to me all the time.
Okay, how about college textbooks that anybody's saving? Are you saving?
No, I don't save
them. Oh, okay.
I didn't use them when I was in college. Right.
The Greek philosopher.
Okay. How can I throw them away? How about encyclopedias, world books? I mean, I can't tell you how many people. I collected those. It took me years to collect them.
I threw them all away except for the 3 years that my daughters were bought. I kept those books. That's all I kept. I just figured because we had the world that was or whatever it came each year. So those three I kept because for their birth dates, and that's the other. But I agree, you can get anything on Google. Nobody needs a book.
That's right.
No.
You know,
no.
And the kids, if you get, I mean, I, you know, I still read hardcover books, whatever you call it. But on balance, from you looking up something, they're not going to a dictionary, they're not going to a book, they're just going to Google it.
And I would, while we're talking about books, I would like to suggest if you don't know about the app OverDrive, it's an app that's connected to your public library. And you get the app, you could on your phone, on your computer, on your iPad, and you borrow books from the library and you borrow audiobooks from the library just as you would going into the library and taking out a book. But instead, you have it on your phone or on your iPad and you're not actually collecting it and have to give it back. So you rent it for 3 weeks, just like you do from the library.
Hey, I offer one thing on books. If you want to go, there is an organization called the Book Fairies.
Okay.
And what they do is collect books and distribute them to schools, jails. They're based in Freeport, but they're on that's their web. You can look them up on Google, the Web Fairies.
Book Fairies.
Book Fairies.
F-A-I-R-I-E-S.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, they want books.
Printed photos. We all have a lot of pictures all over. And my own experience being in a fire in California and the firemen coming to the, you got to get out, I learned any photographs, I back them up onto my computer. I scan them, I back them up, anything special. And I save it to the cloud. I actually have two clouds. So, you know, God forbid something happened. But printed photos, they could come and go. So be careful with those. Another thing, eyeglasses. We all have, like, eyeglasses, you know. Something broke. I really like them. I'll get another pair. Everybody's got a reason why they're holding on to eyeglasses that they don't need. You're laughing.
For their other head.
We talked about clothes that you weren't wearing. That was in the 20%. How about Tupperware? Anybody got extra Tupperware in their house?
My mom.
Your mom. Doesn't have a lid, doesn't fit anything. You know, how many people are collecting Tupperware? That's old paint cans. Those are hard to get rid of. You know, I mean, you're storing them, but you really need to take them down to the dump. They really need to.
Or the STOP program.
The STOP program.
Right, right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Which was last week. Actually, last week.
I got rid of paper. I watched it being shredded.
Okay. Yeah.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yes. Yes, it did.
And that's number 22, paper. We all collect too much paper. Everything is online now. I mean, all your credit cards, all your accounts, everything's online, or you could put it online. You don't need to save all that paperwork. Talk to your accountant if you're worried about your taxes. Usually your accountant has all those because those are now all filed electronically. So discuss it with them. But really, all these things we don't need to save. Number 23, I don't know if we're going to make these 35. We have toys with missing pieces. Again, that's the same thing as like clothing that doesn't fit. Mysterious objects. Does anyone have things in their house that they don't even know what they go to? Or what
is that? Is that yours?
But if you're with my wife, you'll never know what it belonged to, and you'll look for it someday, so put it back. Yeah, put it back, and that's the truth.
How about old calendars? People saving old calendars. I mean, it's 2018, you know, and they'll have it from like 2006. Chipped kitchenware, number 26. Keeping chipped glasses, right. Chipped plates. Number 27, expired medication. Please go through your and expired medication needs to be it. You can't just dump it in the toilet.
Right.
You could take it to. I know many of the fire stations take it. You could take it.
There was a short piece in today's Newsday about places to give the to get rid of expired.
Oh, okay.
You used to be able to take it to the. To the police station.
Well, the police take it now again.
They do?
Yeah. It stopped because North Hempstead was taking it. And then something happened. I don't know what it was, but it required...
New
guidelines. So now it had to go back to the police precinct, and the town will no longer take medication.
Yeah, I think the town stopped doing it because on the STOP program, to have a uniform officer standing there half a day for several days as people dropped their oxycodone or...
Right. I don't know what the reason was, but that's what, you know... Yeah.
But no, take it to the police station. That's good.
So the expired medication was 27, goes with empty medicine bottles that are just kind of hanging out in your house.
You know what? Actually, we're not going to finish the list, but what I want to do is instead give Barbara's number out again, which is 516-625-9459. And to tell everybody, you know, this is a perfect gift for a parent. To call Barbara and say, Ma, we're going to have somebody come in and organize you with you. Not to turn around and throw something away if you're going to start crying, but explain to you what she's explaining to us. You don't need this. You haven't put this dress on in 20 years. It's not going on tomorrow, so please. But that's it. We're out of time. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Barbara, thank you so much.
Thank
we'll have you back again.
Thank you so much.